This is KAYT-FM.
881 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Church. I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Everlasting to everlasting, for thou art God. And so now, Lord God, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit and do, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name we ask and pray. And all of God's children say, amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bell, Reverend Weston, to you, Antioch, to those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those of you that are watching us on internet streaming, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord. It's taken from the Gospel of John. Sister Mathis, I'd probably throw a curve on you. Chapter 6, we're going to start at 15. You can leave it where it is, Sister Mathis. 16 through about 21, or 15 rather. Where we find these words which are recorded. When Jesus therefore perceived that they were come to take him by force, to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. 16. And when Eve was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea towards Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he said unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use our topic this morning, facing your storms. Facing your storm. That's personal. Facing your storms. And the reason I began the message by saying I believe it's prophetic, and I believe what God is giving us today is applicable, and that simply says it's applying to all of our lives this morning, because there's so many things that are occurring within the world today that we need to be aware of. One of the things the Lord revealed to me this morning, he said, America's under a dark cloud. It's under a dark cloud. We're experiencing something dark. And I thought it was ironic that we're going to be talking a little bit about this darkness, because it's not an accident that I write what I write is prophetic in nature, because God is speaking to us. God is telling us something under what we are experiencing and what we will go through in this dispensation. I pray for my young people, because they will experience far more than us, because we will leave the scene, but you will experience the thing that the Lord has prophetically proclaimed in the book of Revelation. My brothers and sisters, facing your storm is personal, because no one can go through your storm but you, for you. There are two types of storms. There are physical storms, and then there are spiritual storms. And both storms can cause fear in the hearts and the life and conduct and the character of any individual. You may not be as strong as you think you are when you face your storm. But the reality is, storms will come, but storms don't last always. Proverbs, there are two types of storm, my brothers and sisters. Physical storms, and then there are spiritual storms. My brothers and sisters, both storms can cause fear, but Proverbs tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. So it is a reverence to God. There is a reverence when we come into the house of the Lord. There's a reverence when we fear the Lord, when we honor him in spirit as well as in truth. As a child, I said, I could boldly go before God that showed my ignorance and say exactly what I want. Yeah, you can, but you every knee will bow. Angels bow before him because of his power and his authority. What makes we can boldly go before him? And it showed the ignorance that I had as a child, foolishness in the heart. But as I grew older, I understood there's a fear and a reverence for God, because God is an awesome and a powerful God. He is a sovereign God and an eternal God, and that God is worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. This is the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord that was built upon the foundation, not by men or mortars or bricks or straw. It was built by the word of God. Because God has the answer to every prophetic question that we may ask in this dispensation of this church age. We serve a mighty God. A God who is reverent. A God who we can reverence and we can obey and we can move forward, even in the midst of our trials and our tribulations in life. My brothers and sisters, spiritual storms can cause harm. Physical storms like Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Rita, all of those storms that come by, they can cause physical storms. They can cause physical damage. But my brother, both physical storms and spiritual storms can cause the same damage. Both storm causes us to react in some form or fashion, because God is watching our reaction in our storm. Is there anybody in the house been through a storm? In life, All of us have experienced some type of storm. Hello, America, because God said there's a dark cloud over a nation. It's riding, but that cloud is scattered right now, but it's going to come into one focus. Storms are coming, my brothers and sisters. We all will face storms or trouble or problems in life. And there are times when these storms can bring pain. There are times in our life when these storms can bring suffering. There are times in our life when even these pain, these storms can bring loss. It is in those turbulent times that many questions come to mind. Where is God? And why has this happened? What have I done? Or what is it in my life that I'm doing that caused me to go through a storm? Or did God cause it to occur in my life? And if that is true, why? The answer is God has the answer to the storm that come in our life. He has the answer to the storm. Because God is watching how we react in our storm. Let's consider what is said about why God allows problems or storms in our life. God is a sovereign God. And what that means is that he has the right to exercise his ruling power over his creation. God has the right to exercise his power over every single thing that he's spoken to existence. The problem with the world, the problem with this world, the problem with what we're experiencing at this very moment is that we have some men trying to rule what God has made. And in doing that without God's authority. That has been the problem for generation to generation. Throughout biblical prophecy, men have always tried to dominate and rule men. That has been the problem. God told us to love your brother. But somehow we war and we fight with one another. The only time I have seen God say to war against others is when nations have come against the nation of Israel trying to destroy them. God said, wipe out all of those folk that are trying to destroy my people. God gave Adam the authority to rule over everything that he made. But he never gave man the authority to rule over other men. And there lies the problem. We see it every day, CNN, MSNBC, all of the news media is talking about the domination of men trying to dominate men and nations and people. And when man tried to rule without God, storms appear. When men try to rule without God, storms appear. This clouds are dark, and it ain't got nothing to do with rain. I'm reminded when men try to orchestrate moving up and talking to God without permission, there was a storm that came at Noah time. When men tried to do what God didn't want them to do, and they barked and they mocked him, storms came until it rained. There's a cloud coming. I have discovered how God will allow storms to get our attention. There are times.